Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 6 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located in the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. The Cape Light Compact energy efficiency programs evolve over time as we learn more and more about the demands of the marketplace. So, under the supervision and guidance from the Commonwealth, a new commercial program is being rolled out and coming to a main street near you. Nicole Price-Rudren is a commercial and industrial energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact. And Vin Graziano is the president of Rise Engineering, which has offices on the Cape and is responsible for implementing many of the Cape Light Compact programs. They're here today to talk about the new and exciting Main Street initiative.
Welcome, Vin and Nicole. Good to see you folks again.
Thank you, John. Good to see you as well.
Nicole, I think I'm going to ask you if you just start by giving us an overview of the program and we can spend the next half hour discussing it.
I'd love to, John. I am Nicole Price-Vudren with Cape Light Compact. I am in charge of all of our retrofit programs in the commercial and industrial space, which includes over 20,000 customers on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. And today I want to talk in particular about our direct install program and some initiatives that we are launching with our vendor, Rise Engineering, to bolster activity in the program.
Okay, just for point of clarification, what do you mean by direct install program, and what do you mean by retrofit? Just to get a little clarification on that. So start with retrofit. What is retrofit?
Retrofit is when you have existing equipment that still has useful life. So, for instance, a light fixture that's a T12 linear fluorescent. T12 means it's tubular and it's 12.
So the long, thin, the long fluorescent bulbs.
Yes, but the fat tubes.
Okay.
The fatter ones.
So you replace those, but you retrofit the fixture.
Correct. Okay. We retrofit those to a more energy efficient fixture through the direct install program. And it is a turnkey program where we have competitively bid for our vendor, Rise Engineering. And they go and do everything from start to finish. They will assess all existing equipment and make proposals for more energy efficient equipment through the program.
So the objective is we're going to use a lot less electricity.
Correct.
And reduce the electric bills.
Correct.
And that's all of benefit to the consumer.
Absolutely.
And you are in the commercial and industrial area.
Correct.
So, okay, I think we've set the stage pretty well then. Go ahead and let's talk about it.
So the existing incentive for the direct install program is 80%. It is higher in Cape Light Compact territory than the other program administrators. And we have recently introduced some new initiatives because we wanted to get more participation.
Okay.
The 80% incentive just sometimes isn't enough.
So, and what you mean by an 80% incentive is that Cape Light Compact pays for 80% of the cost of a job. So to use round numbers, if the job is a $10,000 job, Cape Light Compact pays $8,000 of it.
That's okay. Correct, yes.
All right.
And we rely on Rise Engineering to do all of the procurement of the product and also the installation. They have licensed contractors, electricians on staff, and we get all requisite permits and follow all codes and regulations necessary. So the existing incentive, as I mentioned before, is 80%. And we have recently started to offer a tenant initiative for commercial and industrial tenants where we offer a 95% incentive. Now, there are certain qualifiers to become eligible for this tenant initiative. They have to have a year-round tenant. Landlords have to have a year-round tenant where they are responsible for the NSTAR bill. The tenant has to be responsible for the NSTAR bill. And also the tenant cannot use more than 30,000 kilowatt hours per year.
Okay. So if I'm a store on Commercial Street, let's just take an example, a store on Commercial Street in Provincetown, I'm renting the building.
Correct.
And I'm year round, then I can get the 95%.
Yes.
If I'm not year round, what can I get?
If you're not year round, you will probably rent year round even though you have a seasonal business.
Okay.
We will run a cost effectiveness test to see if we can still provide you with the 95% incentive. And
okay.
We absolutely will if we can, if it passes that test.
Because the ultimate objective is that we want to reduce electricity use.
Absolutely.
And the further out we get on the Cape, the tougher it is to deliver electricity. And those folks that own and run businesses in Provincetown know what those issues are out there, especially in the summer when the strain gets put on the grid. And enough said. We do need to reduce usage out there. Vin, you've been at this a while.
I have, John, over 30 years. Thank 30 you.
Years, right? Okay. Yeah. This program that we're going to talk about today, the Main Street Initiative, is a new concept. Is this a statewide concept, or is it just peculiar to the Cape Light Compact?
It is a statewide concept. I believe Vin at Rise worked with the fledgling programs in the Boston area,
mm-hmm.
and they've been developed through both NSTAR and National Grid. Those are two of our peer program administrators off Cape, and they have one delivery method, and Vin and I have worked together to develop a delivery method that works for Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard commercial and industrial customers.
Okay.
We really tailored it to our territory in a way that works for us.
Yeah, John, as Nicole mentioned, the direct install program has served businesses on the Cape for a long time. But what Main Streets tries to do is kind of condense the demand into a short time period and offer an even higher incentive to get as much participation from kind of a neighborhood as we can possibly generate. As Nicole mentioned, in the case of Provincetown, you know, given the nature of the business district down there, there are with art galleries and things of that nature, there are certain measures that lend themselves to this type of approach. And the direct install program basically enables the small business owner to simply say yes, and essentially everything is done for them.
Okay.
We identify what kinds of improvements can be made. We'll tell them what they can expect from energy savings if they decide to go ahead and implement it. And if the business owner or the customer agrees to move forward, Rise, through its subcontractors and licensed electricians, will actually come in and do the work for them.
Okay.
As well. So it's really a start to finish turnkey kind of approach, as Nicole explained, that really makes it simple for the business owner to say yes, and doesn't involve any disruption at all to their normal course of business.
And you're really going to shoot for pretty big volumes of participants.
Absolutely, yes.
And so you're going to make a better incentive.
Yes. So
okay.
We are, for the Main Streets program in particular, we're going to be targeting energy users with a monthly KW demand of 40 KW or less. And if anybody has any questions about how to determine if they qualify, then they can call us at Cape Light Compact, and we're happy to help and review their energy usage.
I would say for out in Provincetown, the vast majority of businesses are going to fall into this category.
I agree, absolutely. And we've actually, because we are launching the Main Streets Initiative in Provincetown, we've done some preliminary analysis, and there's almost 400 businesses that we're immediately going to be targeting.
Wow.
That meet that 40 kW or less threshold.
And what are you going to do for them?
So the Main Street style approach, we partner with the town and the Business Guild or Chamber of Commerce. In particular, in the Lower Cape, we're also going to involve the Lower Cape Community Development Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send letters to market the program and then follow up and see if folks want to participate.
So we'll be calling after a business owner gets a letter. They can choose to respond right away, and we'll schedule an appointment to come out and take a look at their business for them. Or for those that don't respond right away, we'll be following up with a phone call maybe a week or so after the letter has gone out. Again, the whole goal is to try and get as many businesses within that neighborhood to participate together. and essentially feed off from business to business to encourage the maximum participation possible.
Right. It's much more efficient to do it that way. You have...
It is, particularly in an area like Provincetown, where it is a little bit more remote from the center of the Cape. This approach makes a whole lot of sense. It's an approach that's been used, as Nicole mentioned, in other areas of Massachusetts and in other areas of the country. She mentioned that RISE in particular worked with the city of Boston to try and promote this program concept in Boston neighborhoods. Again, kind of a similar situation in that to get into the city of Boston and deliver services, you know, the logistics of getting in and out is a little bit different, but has the same elements of having to drive out to P-Town.
Sure.
So
yeah.
The idea is to get into the neighborhood, serve as many businesses as you can all at once, and make it so simple that they simply, again, say yes, and everything is done for them.
Because ultimately the cost on the Main Street program is 100%. Is it 100%?
Correct.
Okay.
We are proposing
so there's no cost to the business owner. And the benefit is they get new equipment. They reduce their electric bills, reduce their electric usage. Could we say take some typical businesses and walk through them as to what we might expect so that people can get an idea of what they might expect? Let's say we own a small storefront, say an antique store. I know there's a few of them on Commercial Street, antiques or gift shops, that type of thing. What would we expect to find in such an establishment?
For lighting, you could expect either spot lighting, halogen spot lighting, track lighting. You could expect linear fluorescence, as we mentioned in our, for instance, earlier. And what we would do is go in and identify if they are eligible for retrofit, which if they're using as much energy as the linear fluorescence or halogen spotlights would, they are. And we would propose to replace the linear fluorescents with high-efficiency T8 ballasts and fixtures. Unless they already had efficient ballasts, then we would do a lamp-only retrofit to a reduced wattage bulb.
Okay. Is there any reduced light level in the reduced wattage bulb or any perceptible?
I think, John, no matter what the type of energy efficiency retrofit is involved, the objective of the program, the objective of the compact, is to leave that business better off than what it was before. So that means there's no compromise in lighting quality, for example, or the color rendering, which again would be very important to many businesses in Provincetown, particularly, as you mentioned, antiques, furniture, clothing, art galleries, all of those kinds of things. Lighting quality and color rendition would be really important. If it comes to a heating improvement, even a setback thermostat, again, comfort of the business owner is paramount at the same time as we're trying to achieve savings. So in no matter what it is we look at within energy efficiency improvement, you want to leave that business better off or no worse off, certainly, than what it was. And in most cases, I think what business owners and customers will say after the work is done is that they do see improvements, whether it's a brighter store, it's more responsive heat, the temperature of the hot water is better than it was before equipment was replaced. Whatever it is, those kinds of amenities or benefits are really important. And it's one of the reasons that energy efficiency makes so much sense for customers of all sizes.
Plus the fact that they're starting off with all brand new equipment and everything now, with warranties associated with it and everything. So, I see what you mean. They're going to experience something that is at least from a quality standpoint as good, if not better, and certainly from an economic standpoint, that's where the rubber meets the road. They're going to see a better bottom line. The bottom line is going to get hit with an improvement out of the deal. So what else do we have besides the lights?
I'm going to give you a rundown of the list of eligible measures. So they are the measures that we offer in the traditional direct install program. However, these will be at 100% incentive for those eligible for the Main Streets program.
That means Cape Light Compact is simply paying for this
correct,
job.
Okay, correct. That is exactly what that means. And the reason we can do that is because we're going to have the delivery method is more efficient on our end. Okay. So we can save costs one place to pay more incentive to the customers in another. And the measures include energy-efficient linear fluorescent ballasts, lamps, and fixtures, depending on which combination you need of those. Screw-in compact fluorescent or LED lamps, and LED stands for light-emitting diode. It's the latest and greatest lighting technology.
Lighting technology, yes.
Also, there are hardwired compact fluorescent fixture options. We'll also offer LED exit signs, whether you need a retrofit kit or an entirely new LED exit sign. And those have such a wonderful savings for the customers, because if they have an incandescent bulb in their existing exit light, it burns 8,760 hours of the year as required by code. So to reduce that wattage down to an LED, which I think is 1 to 3 watts in some instances, there's significant savings to be had with the exit signs. We're also going to be offering wall-mounted and ceiling-mounted occupancy sensors for those folks that have spaces where the lights can be turned off periodically throughout the day when there isn't occupancy in certain areas of...
So you walk into the room, the light comes on.
Correct.
You leave the room, and after a pre-programmed, determined amount of time, it automatically just shuts the lights off.
Yes, correct.
Put those in bathrooms and
Small
offices. Let's say a real estate agent has an office where some of the agents are in and out during the course of the day. That would be a good application for something like a lighting occupancy sensor.
Okay.
Vin also mentioned earlier programmable setback thermostats. Those are wonderful because you can just set it and forget it. You put a certain schedule in that thermostat when you want to heat to a certain temperature, when you want to cool to a certain temperature, and when you want to set it back when you leave for the day. You don't need the business as warm overnight when it's unoccupied.
So it can turn the heat down for you when you leave. And also you can program it half an hour or an hour in advance and have the facility warm for you when you arrive in the morning.
Correct.
Instead of having to turn it on and wait for it to heat up.
Right. And there is a rule of thumb with setback thermostats. You save roughly 3% of the energy for every 1 degree you set it back at night.
Okay.
So if it's cooling season, then you'll save about 3% of your cooling energy by setting it back 1 degree overnight. So if you set it back more than 1 degree, you'll have some great savings.
Okay.
We're also going to be offering machine vending controls, and these are really neat. They control in refrigerated vending machines. They'll knock back on the temperature, the set temperature, while still keeping your beverage frosty cold and delicious. And it also sets off the lights. So if your soda machine has lights in the front to draw people near it, it'll turn on as people walk
by. So you show up in front of the vending machine, it says, "You want to buy a soda?"
Yeah, okay. Basically it says hello. It turns on. And the lights come up, it's actually pretty welcoming. We have them here at the Cape Light Compact offices. I really enjoy when I go to get my soda.
Right.
There's also some domestic hot water measures that we're going to be offering. Most of the other PAs don't offer these measures unless you have natural gas. But as we know, on Cape Cod, there's very few people that have natural gas.
Yeah, certainly once you get beyond Wellfleet, there's none.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to be, for oil, propane, and electric heated domestic hot water, we're going to be offering water conserving shower heads if your business has a shower for whatever reason, and faucet aerators for all.
So motels, hotels, motels, they're all going to qualify for that.
Correct. Right. And then also pre-rinse spray valves, which is a wonderful measure. They get installed at a dishwashing station in restaurants, and they'll shoot those mashed potatoes straight across the room. You don't lose any pressure, but you definitely lose gallons per minute, which saves on heating water energy.
Yeah, I can say that I volunteer in a kitchen occasionally, and I've used these things, and they're really good. They really are. And the difference between the old and the new was dramatic. And so so there's an area where you really are getting a better, much better quality after you've installed the efficient equipment than you had before. And I mean much better, too. So, and that would pertain to restaurants and any place that's got a commercial kitchen.
Correct. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So we've got about 7 or 8 minutes of the program left, and I'd like to use this time to just go back and talk about the Cape Light Compact yourself. You very ably replaced me 3 years ago when I retired, and so let's tell a little bit of that story.
Well, John left very big shoes to fill when he retired from Cape Light Compact.
You're being way too kind, but go ahead.
No, he has a size 12 shoe.
No, literally, big
shoes. Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha.
And I was very fortunate to be passed the job lead on by a colleague, a friend of mine. And I didn't meet all of the qualifications, but I knew that this was the industry I wanted to be in, and this was the type of work I wanted to be doing. I'm very passionate about energy efficiency and sustainability, and I lived in Cape Light Compact's backyard in Bourne, and I applied for the position, and very fortunately, I was offered.
Well, I think you're being being too modest. You went to the Mass Maritime Academy.
Correct.
Got
yes.
a degree in
Facilities and Environmental Engineering.
Facilities and Environmental Engineering, which I would say was kind of tailor-made for what this job is. But,
so, I'd have to agree.
Yeah. So, and what are you up to now?
I'm currently enrolled at Northeastern University. Mm-hmm. I am pursuing my master's degree. I have received a master's certificate in engineering leadership, a graduate certificate. So I'm halfway to my master's. I was very fortunate and honored to be part of the Gordon Engineering Leadership Program at Northeastern. And I had a challenge project that was tailored to provide benefit directly to Cape Light Compact and its commercial customers.
And I think part of the reason this is worth talking about is so that folks out there that are listening to this program, when you hear about the kind of credentials that Nicole has, probably not somebody that you could have on staff. But she's available to you, and she works for Barnstable County. She works for the Cape Light Compact, and is available to you simply by calling, and she is more than happy to talk to you about what can be done in your businesses in the area of energy efficiency. And I want to talk also about Vin and his company and the background there. You said you've been at this for 30 years, Vin. It's a while.
It's true, John. We've been really privileged to be able to be of service to the Cape Light Compact ever since its inception in 2001 when it began to deliver energy efficiency programs. So we've been working on behalf of the Compact to serve both homeowners and residential users through the Home Energy Services Program. We've worked on the direct install program, as Nicole mentioned, to service business owners. And we've also worked with many of the cities and towns and state and federal agencies on the government buildings program. So overall, Ryzen and the Cape Light Compact have really enjoyed a good relationship. They feel, as certainly we do, that it's been mutually beneficial. But more importantly, we've been able to deliver those services using resources directly drawn from the Cape.
All right. You have how many employees on physically
Ryzen
located?
Presently has over 30 employees working full-time on a daily basis, all of whom are drawn directly from the Cape.
Okay, so they live here and typically
pay taxes and own homes.
Okay.
And so it's Cape residents really delivering services to other Cape residents and businesses. And that's something that we've worked really hard on, and we're really proud of the quality of the staff we've been able to draw. I think whether it's just the kind of environmental passion that many Cape residents have or is seen within our own staff, and they bring that passion in to the delivery of services to businesses and homeowners. So we very much appreciate that, and we think that as a result, Cape Light Compact has really achieved quite a bit of notoriety, both locally and regionally, as well as nationally, for the quality of the efforts that and initiatives that it offers. And we've been really pleased to have had a part of that.
Well, and Vin, you also have a bullpen of local subcontractors that you call up from time to time on projects, correct?
We do. Again, the whole emphasis on the delivery of services is Cape resources serving Cape residents and businesses. So there's a whole network of insulation and building envelope professionals that have really emerged now, and we're seeing those businesses really grow and thrive. There's a set of electricians that we work with locally, electrical contractors who help perform work, and there's also mechanical contractors that we work with. That kind of regional economy, I think, has really been stimulated by the existence of the compact, and hopefully we've tried to help it along with some of the business practices that we followed to ensure that local resources are serving local residents.
Indeed.
And every unit of energy that we save here on Cape Cod is money that stays here on Cape Cod and doesn't go to the Middle East, doesn't go to elsewhere, doesn't go over the bridges. It stays right. That's money that stays here. So we employ here, we save money here, and that money gets deployed in other ways. And frankly, this Main Street initiative is I'm delighted that the state, which oversees all of these programs, has seen fit to allow something like this to go forward, because this is extremely exciting. This is no cost. To the consumer,
to eligible businesses.
So Nicole, let's say we've stimulated the interest of folks that want to participate in the program. What do they do? What is the phone number they call? Who do they talk to? How do they get the ball rolling? Although what you told me is you're going to outreach to them also. But let's say somebody just plain can't wait.
Well, please call Cape Light Compact at our 800 number, 1-800-797-6699, or they could also call me directly at 508-375-6886.
And why don't you, since people were scrambling for pencils and pens and paper and everything as you were giving this information out, why don't you repeat the two numbers again and repeat your name and title.
Absolutely.
Again.
My name is Nicole Price Voudrin, the Commercial and Industrial Program Planner at Cape Light Compact, and we can be reached at 1-800-797-6699, or I can be reached directly at 508-375-6886.
I want to thank you both very much for coming in today.
Thank you, John.
It was a lot of fun, very enlightening, and onward and upward.
You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy efficiency matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests, Nicole Price Voudrin, a commercial industrial program planner at the Cape Light Compact, and Vin Graziano, president of Rise Engineering. I'd also like to thank our engineer, Maddie Dunn, the station operations manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 91.3 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations. And remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource. Thank you.